Let's check now with Wayne Nelson. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
And what happened in the bean market for the day?
Well, of course, you know, when we opened last night, we opened about steady, and after about the first hour, we popped up, was up about a dime. But this morning, the big news seemed to be pricing versus the cash meal again here today. The meal being up $6.90, and that sort of leading the way that pulled the beans on up to being up 23 cents, that pulled the corn up to be up 4 to 5 cents along the way. So this is customers that thought we would see Chinese cancellations by now, and when they were pricing their bean meal, they just did the basis, and then they have to set the price going into before it's shipped. And when they've done that now, they've come into a time period here where we don't have many willing sellers of bean meal, and they're having to buy it or price it on the board to do that. And that's causing this little run-up to push it. And then along with that, we get technical considerations that look to breakthrough points, and we're seeing fund buying come in here.
Is it a short-lived rally or something that portends higher markets for a longer time?
Well, I think that that is the question mark we're all seem to be asking ourselves. There's half of the advisory firms out here that are fundamentally based, and they're saying it's a short-term thing, and there's others saying that we can project on up towards you know, on the March corn, $13.80 and then possibly $14 because of the technical consideration. So the other thing that's helping fuel this is the crude oil up $2.50 here as we speak, 102.75, you know, considerably higher than the $100 or under $100 we've been at. And that, of course, fuels the ethanol situation a little bit.
All right, turn your attention to another matter at hand. We're getting close to what, about halfway through the month of February, setting up the crop insurance decisions. What are producers asking you about, and what are you able to tell them so far?
Well, I mean, basically along the way, we're at a lot better price than we were looking for 2 months ago, for sure. You know, this is going to get us up very close to the 459 or so, and we stay up in this range, and it'll be a very good thing for farmers if we could stay up the rest of the month and not tail off. One of the things that we get concerned about is looking at the ag outlook numbers, if they are as big as some people are expecting, that this will sort of pull us down the last week a little bit, but all in all that way. You know, of course, the farm bill has the two options to take, and it looks like, you know, that Olympic rolling average is going to be closer to $5 on the one side of that, but we need to learn a little bit more about that before we tell them what to decide on there.
Yeah, that will be in the coming months. They'll have to make a farm bill decision or a commodity title decision for not only the coming years, but for this crop, although it won't have an impact on crop insurance decisions that they're making in the next month or so.
No.
Tell me one more thing about the marketplace. If this corn market stays where it is, and we're looking at bean prices in the November at 11.38, will there be a switch in acreage?
I think that we will see some of the potential acreage that was going to beans come back to corn as it pulls its way into profitability compared to being a negative cash flow like we talked about up at the DeKalb meeting, Todd. I think that farmers do like to grow corn. We're seeing a little bit of give from some of the seed companies. Today was talking with a couple seed salesmen, and they are making a few concessions as far as seed price on some of this high-priced seed.
Anything for the livestock producer today?
You know, higher, higher, higher.
Yeah.
I would, you know, I wish they quit bidding so much for feeder cattle so they could make a little money.
Well, let's see. We have on the weekly, we have a gap in that on the weekly chart. It's kind of interesting to watch, and I guess we'll find out how high is sooner or later, won't we?
Yes, we will.
All right. Hey, thanks so much.
Thanks, Todd.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities. He's out of New Market, Indiana. Joins us here on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. You can always hear him again on our website.